level 2 activity. Writing is something we should all try to do well. Whilst we may not write that much, when we do, it's often about something which is important to us. It could be applying for a new job, maybe it will be a complaint letter to a company who've offered us bad service, or because something we've bought has broken down. When we write, we should always think about who reads our letter. Most people will enjoy reading a well-written document a lot more than a one which has been done carelessly, so make sure your documents are the best they can be. Let's start with some important terms. You'll find all these in the Essentials Guide as well, so don't forget to have a look there as well. They are proofreading, redraft, essay, grammar, punctuation, apostrophe and plural. Proofreading and redraft are both things you do to improve a document you're writing. Redraft is something you do once you've written down your first attempt at the letter of document. Redraft means going back over each part of the document to see if you can improve the content or the structure. Proofreading is done last, and it means reading a document slowly and carefully one last time to check for spelling, grammar and punctuation errors. It can often help if you can ask someone else to proofread your document, as they may spot things that you've missed. An essay is a longer document, an article or a story that has a start or introduction, a middle where the main information or evidence is written down, and an end which is really a conclusion or a summary. Essays always have paragraphs to separate different ideas or themes. Sometimes it's hard to get started, but don't let this put you off though, and try starting with a plan of what you want to write. It's much easier to write an essay if you have a plan worked out beforehand. Have a look at the tips at the end of the guru activity. Grammar is all about following the rules to make a sentence that makes sense. Even if you don't know all the grammar rules, read a sentence back to yourself, and if it makes sense, then it's probably okay. Part of getting the grammar right is the correct use of a plural. Plural simply means more than one, but when you write it down, make sure you use the right words for plurals. For instance, you would say that you were going to take a book back to the college library, where if you had more than one book, you would say some books. An apostrophe is a mark used to show missing letters. Use an apostrophe between the N and the T when writing didn't instead of did not, or between the T and S when writing its. Apostrophes are also used to show what belongs to something else. It's very hard to explain in a podcast, but have a look at the activity in the video to see the difference between the use of apostrophes. Apostrophes are all part of punctuation, which includes things like full stops and commas. Using punctuation in writing shows the meaning that you want to give to something. For example, in speaking, you can say something a little louder if you want to emphasize, or lift your voice at the end of a sentence if you're asking a question. In writing, the exclamation mark is used to emphasize something, and a question mark is used to show it's a question. That's the end of this podcast. Have a go with Guru. You've nothing to lose and everything to gain.